Hello and welcome to this season of Limited Appeal. Yes.
We are the original podcast.
What?
Go back way before the others.
We're the first podcast ever.
Okay.
We probably aren't.
We definitely are not, but go on.
Hi, who's older than us?
Nobody.
Yeah, checkmate.
Go back well to season said. One to get that joke, folks.
Well said.
Welcome to episode half title. I got nothing.
It was all right. We'll take it.
With special guest DJ, Baños. Baños. It's a Spanish bathroom, I believe. I don't know. Again,
that sounds good.
Still,
that sounds good.
Still have nothing.
Spin the tunes at Thanos.
No, Baños.
Baños, get on it.
Vámonos pa'l baño, que nadie nos está viendo. Si no me conoce, nos vamos conociendo. Sé que suena loco, pero me gusta tanto. Estar un día más así yo no lo aguanto.
Vámonos a la luna, vámonos pa'l cine. Vamos a darnos un beso que nunca se termine. Si quiere algo serio, hay que ver mañana. Si somos novios o somos pana.
Welcome to Poo Corner, the segment where we attempt to try to solve the world's problems.
This is more hypothetical, but it's...
really? As opposed to the actual problems that we're solving in the world?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw the Marvel movies. What was it? Infinity War and whatever the next one was.
Nope.
No. Nope. Yeah. No.
None
this
you
is
going to
be awesome. No.
Okay. I'll avoid talking about it then. So if half the world population just disappeared, that'd probably be pretty bad. Right? People would be upset. If half of the population disappeared, what's the scenario where it makes it's the best possible way it was done?
Hide and seek.
I don't know if they're really gone.
Well,
they might be.
It really seems like a matter of perspective here. Who's it like best from whose perspective? The people who have disappeared or the people who are still around?
Probably the most, whatever would make the most people happiest. So, like,
it's a true utilitarian perspective.
Yeah.
In a movie that you probably never heard of, half of the people disappear randomly. And that seems to cause a lot of problems. So a lot of people are upset by this. Like,
so you're imagining some kind of algorithm that minimizes distress.
Yeah. So another scenario that sometimes people talk about, I don't think it's half, but in biblical terms, sometimes it's the rapture where all the good people just disappear and only the shitty people are left. That's probably not great either. Because everyone's going to be pretty upset that they're not considered good. And then kind of the world's probably shittier, too, because all the good people have gone. So that's probably...
Do the people who are still there know that it was the, quote, good people that disappeared?
Well, I would think you'd probably know. Which brings me to my next one, the opposite rapture, where just the shitty people are gone. Which is probably one of the better ways to do it. Because everyone left is like, I'm all right. So they're probably feeling
that guy was an asshole. I'm glad to be rid of him. Yeah.
And then it'd be fun because, like, maybe someone who you thought was really good is gone. And you're like, well, wonder what shit they were up to.
Don't check their browser history.
Yeah. And you'd probably get a lot of free stuff, too.
You'd probably get a lot of free stuff.
You're really looking on the bright side of this.
Yeah, because you would just take their stuff? Is that what
I mean, they can't sell it now, right?
Kind of sounds like you're going to be with the shitty people.
Yeah, or by this logic, at least one way of doing it, which I'm not saying is the best way, would be to get all the people with the most stuff and get rid of them. Because then there's massive redistribution of wealth.
Mm. Interesting.
Well, actually, that's not terrible.
Well, I think Warren's really looking forward to that because it sounds like he's looking to get some stuff out of the deal.
keep an eye on that.
Fight Warren has again. A lot of stuff. Be careful what you're wishing for.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like he's waiting around for some people to get disappeared so he can have their stuff.
I got to get rid of some stuff so I'm not in that top.
That's right. That's right.
I was going to say, I guarantee you three fuckers that all of us are in the top fraction of this problem. So we're all screwed.
Yeah, we're losing our stuff.
Yeah. Some other dude will be pretty disappointed when all they get is my meeker hoard.
Well, like, I got a lot of stuff, but it's mostly shitty.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything?
One strategy I just thought of, I worked at a place that dealt with solving how to reduce spreading of disease quickly. So what you do is, if someone shows symptoms, you isolate them and everyone they know. So you can get rid of certain people and kind of the ring of influence they have. Like if you get rid of all of those people, and anyone that's left wouldn't even know them, so they wouldn't miss them so much.
It's a bit tricky, though, because the bigger you widen that circle, the more other people get involved, right?
Yeah, that's true. I guess you have to try and find a happy medium there.
You could take this on a continent-by-continent basis. You could say, right, most people know more or less more people where they live.
Except you're on a different continent. We know
Yeah. So one of us is screwed.
Well, maybe we can just get rid of his continent then.
Yeah. Because there's more of us on this continent.
Yeah, the trouble with Europe is it's really hard to break up, right? Because, I mean, okay, Britain, we're screwed because we're on an island. But, you know, Europe and Asia and Africa are all connected together. It's tricky. You don't really want to just empty a continent, because then there'll still be just as many damn people in the other places, and this place will be empty.
Yeah, that'll take a while to get them over there.
We can't do it by wealth. I think that's what we're realizing here.
Really?
That seems like a pretty good one.
But then you're kind of emptying some continents and not touching others. And then that doesn't...
Well, there's lots of poor people. You could make a bash at it.
I don't want to go.
I think that was maybe the main point.
Well, maybe make it evenly distributed throughout the world, but take the relatively rich from each area.
Interesting.
There we go.
If you're in the top 50% in your postal code, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Okay. That's better.
Well, how did they deal with this in the unnamed movie? Just people were upset and that was the end of it?
The end.
Well,
it's like, this good is movie. A bummer.
Well, the good news is I didn't name the movie, so it's not a spoiler, but the people came back.
Oh, wow.
Well, they were gone for 5 years, so like everyone kind of moved on with their lives, and then these people came back. It's like, well.
Well, that's going to cause like so many other problems. If they
it
come
did.
Back.
It did.
All of the people that Warren has looted and so on, they're going to want their shit back. So what did these people do for 5 years? They just...
gone.
I mean, I know they were gone, but where were they?
They, like...
To
like
the moon.
Dust, basically.
So, okay, so they were just nowhere. They were out of existence for 5 years, and they just reappeared back exactly as they were?
Yeah.
Oh. Not 5 years older?
No.
This all seems entirely plausible and reasonable and all difficult. That.
I mean, the guy snapped his fingers, so what can you do?
He snapped his fingers and this happened? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So this is a magician is responsible for this.
Maybe all of the magicians should be disappeared so that they can't...
I don't think that's
50%
of the population.
No, but I'm just saying they should be among the people that disappear. Everybody wants a breast of magic, 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 magic,
magic. How about this for an idea? Maybe on a daily basis, or I don't know, half of all people at random disappear for one day. And then after 24 hours, everyone reappears and a new random selection of half the population disappears for another 24 hours.
Like,
and this goes on like in perpetuity. Thing. Yeah. So technically 50% of the people are always gone, but no one's permanently gone.
It'd be really hard to plan stuff.
Yep.
You'd be like, yeah, should we go for dinner on Friday? You'd be like, wow, it's a good chance one of us is not going to exist that day.
Well, it's sort of like if there's bad weather, right? Same thing.
It's sort of like that, yeah. Good point.
You can sort of like dress for bad weather, though.
Or like what? Like you say, let's meet Friday unless one of us dies first. Same sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I say that.
It just more often, that's all.
Every time you make plans, you just throw that caveat in there. In case I die first, unless I die first, let's do
it's blah, in his blah. Email signature.
That's a good way to go about it, actually.
You could probably still plan for catering and stuff too. You just have to, like, sometimes you'd be unlucky because of the binomial probability thing. So if there's going to be, I'm inviting 20 people, I'm going to count on catering for 10. Sometimes 14 will show up. Whoops.
Yeah. Whoops.
Sometimes 3 will show up. Whoops. You know, the whole time, you're basically effed the whole
time.
Sometimes
way. The caterer doesn't show up.
Right.
How about instead of catering, we just tell people, look, hit the drive-thru on the way over, bring me the invoice.
I got it. Potluck. And you always have the right amount of food.
Morg is bored.
Yep.
But then maybe you show up and the host isn't there.
Yeah, who's supposed to pay for all this?
Can't get into the goddamn house.
Yeah. You just got to eat out on the street or something? Well, I don't know.
Tricky problems.
Yeah. I don't know that we're going to solve this one.
I mean, maybe we could look at it as you could probably get rid of the really, like, the murderers and the mobsters and the terrorists and those people.
Well, that'd they have be families too, you know.
Okay, get rid of their families too.
He was really eager to do that.
Well, I was trying to figure out, I mean, that's not probably that, you know, that huge an overall percentage. So, yeah.
So, John's system is, I'm going to decide who goes, and if anyone complains, they're gone too.
And their families.
Well, we gotta up the numbers a bit here. Well, I mean, I think, Luke, wasn't that also you could characterize yours that way too. I'm gonna decide who's wealthiest, and then those people are all going to go.
Yeah, but it's problematic, isn't it? Because if you're the kid of a wealthy person, does that make you wealthy? Kind of does.
Oh, yeah. You see, look at how you're taking everyone out, too.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is all really fucked up. Thanks, Warren.
Welcome.
So we have it now.
Well, I don't know. I was starting with the murders and the terrorists and all that. And then I was going to also include like magicians and mimes and things like that. And
things that John doesn't like.
I'd like to get rid of the mimes. I don't even know. Are there mimes anymore? Are there people that do that? Have they been already? They've been disappeared.
In Cirque du Soleil, there's a few.
Getting them to admit it now.
Yeah, exactly. So basically this whole thing is fucked up. There's going to be all kinds of problems no matter how you... This guy just snapped his fingers and this happened?
Yeah.
Who's guy? Because guy and all of his family should go.
Yeah, well, or maybe just him. Maybe they should just disappear him.
Sounds like a jerk.
He was.
That's the end of the show.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To hear more, check out our website, limitedappeal.net, or on iTunes and MySpace.
And email us at maskedman@limitedappeal.net.
In case you were expecting something, this is what you get.
Fuck you guys. I'm out of here. Well, I don't feel like we solved this at all. But maybe that's just me.
I feel it was solved.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Same ballpark then?
Same ballpark.